Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council. Hey, listen, you guys, we are still going on with our Fun Success Summer School. So how are you guys doing with your goal achievement? Or how are you doing with resetting your success? Putting yourself back on track or speeding up on the track to get to the goal, the end of the goal that you said you wanted to achieve, at least by, let's say, the end of June. Where are you with that? Here's what I want to say to you. If you're not there and you say, you know what, I'm staying positive, I'm focusing, I'm visualizing, I'm doing everything, but I'm not getting the results that I had hoped. As a matter of fact, it doesn't seem like the needle is moving towards success or achievement at all. So, Pat, what is going on with that? You know what? Today's topic is, it's a matter of the heart. It could be a matter of the heart. A lot of times when you listen to motivational speakers and even this show, Designing Your Life Today, we talk about being inspired and staying on course and visualizing and repeating your affirmations and doing all of these things. And I especially talk about taking action. Well, sometimes you can do almost all of that. And when I say almost, because listen, when you take the right kind of action, you are going to get some results. You are going to move the needle and you're going to move it in a big way. But sometimes you're taking perhaps the action with the wrong attitude, with the wrong way of thinking, with the wrong things that are going on, not in your mind, but in your heart. In Proverbs, Solomon tells us to guard our heart, for out of it flows the issues of life. And there's a reason for that, because when you're upset, when you're angry, when you're afraid, when you're in an unforgiving mode, then you're not going to achieve much. If you were to read the Bible, God tells us he can't answer our prayers when we refuse to forgive other people. Why? Because your energy is not moving you forward. Your energy isn't taking you where you want to be. You're not operating in love. We don't like to talk about love a lot of times. We think it's corny. We think it's something that has to do with Eros kind of love, meaning the romantic type of love. But there's more to it than that. It's about loving yourself. It's about loving what you do. It's about loving the idea of even waking up in the morning and recognizing that, wait a minute, this is Tone It Up Tuesday. I've got to get out there and tone some things up. It's about all of those things. If you've been working on trying to become more physically fit, get more money, just build stronger relationships, and none of this seems to be working, nothing you do seems to be moving you forward, then check your heart. What's going on in your heart? Now, this is not about you looking in your heart and going to the woe is me corner. You know, the woe is me corners, you know, when I was a little girl, something bad happened to me. And you know what? Someone stole my cookies and I never, ever found out. Now, I'm not trying to make light of the fact that as children, some people went through some very traumatic situations and unfortunate things. What I am saying is that if you're an adult, get it fixed. I'm sorry, I don't know another way to say it. And when I say get it fixed, I'm saying put yourself in a position so that you can get the information you need or the help that you need so that you can let it go. You're not here to stay in victim mode. Whenever you're not getting results, you can look within your heart and you can find where you have put yourself in victim mode. If someone's done something to you, for example, if a woman has had her husband who cheated on her and now they're divorced and he's married the other woman, wow, that's a slap in the face, right? That hurts. Because on some level, that woman thinks that, wait, what's wrong with me? First of all, I'm here to tell you there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. Secondly, this is about you picking yourself up and getting to where it is you want to be. Same thing, guys. If you had the woman leave you for some other dude, you know it's not all your fault, okay? And it's not about whose fault it is either way. It is about looking in your heart and letting it go. It's about looking forward. In other words, deciding in the present moment what you want your life to really be like. Because I can assure you that not achieving, not living the life that you want, not coming from this position of excitement and love and power and being bold so that you can have like this most fulfilling, colorful life, I can assure you that that's what you want. That you don't want the other thing. You don't want the victim mode, the constant, what I call perception of failure. I talked about the fact that there is no such thing as failure on one of our podcasts, previous podcasts. And the reason why I talked about that is because, and some people said, wait a minute, yeah, I failed at some things. What you did is you limited yourself. See, failure is all about limitation, but we had to put a word to it. So if you take the limitations off then and open your eyes, you are going to thrive. If you get rid of the, I can't go that far, I can't do this, I can't do that, my doctor says XYZ. Now, I'm not telling you not to listen to your doctor, okay, so don't put that on me. What I'm saying to you is talk with your doctor. Be interactive or engage in your own health. Be interested in your own success when it comes to your body. Ask questions. Don't just take their word for it. Get a second opinion. Read up on your own and then go back with the right questions. Ask hard questions. That's what I'm saying to you. Be engaging when it comes to your own life. A lot of times we believe whatever a doctor says. We believe whatever a psychiatrist or psychologist says to us. We believe whatever someone else says to us. And you know what? We are here to provide you with information, inspiration, and some of what it takes, something that will spark something in you so that you will go for your highest and best. But at the end of the day, it has to come from you. The results are going to be yours. And it comes from you because of what's in your heart. And if your heart is closed off from the world, if you're in non-trust mode because you had your feelings hurt or someone did something to you, victimized you as a child, get it fixed. Okay? And I'm saying this with compassion, but I'm saying it rather blatantly and matter-of-factly, but not without heart. Okay? I had to say that part. So the point is that you want to put yourself in a position so that you can have the most exciting life that you deserve. It's why you're here. You are here to do life with power. No matter what someone else has done to you, said to you, thought of you, criticized you for, it doesn't matter. Listen, if you want to hear more about this, I got to tell you while we're talking, you could check out my YouTube video, my latest YouTube video. It's about mindset versus heart, or mindset and heart. So you can listen to that video and you can get more understanding of what it means to look into your heart and be excited about who you are, where you're going, and not to stay in the past and pay attention or bask in or let's say smother yourself with all the unpleasantness of the things that happened yesterday. When the economic downturn happened, people lost their homes. And there are people to this day who says, I will never buy another house. And it's because they are still holding on to the pains of the past. It was a thing. A house is a thing. And I get it. You worked for it. You earned your money. There was pride and ownership. And then all of a sudden, bam, something happened. But here's the thing about human beings. We're built to win. You're built by design to win. You can back up, backtrack in terms of making the decision that, wait a minute, this perhaps didn't play out in my favor, but I'm going back to that drawing board and I'm going to come out with an amazing, powerful success blueprint that will take me to the next level, that will help me get to where it is I want to be. It doesn't matter what it is. I have to tell you guys, it doesn't matter what I do. I don't give up. Even if I go for something, and yeah, although I'm a goal achievement strategist, that does not mean that I don't have my own set of challenges. I have my own set of challenges, but I'm a goal achievement strategist because I can help you strategize and get to where it is you want to be. And at the same time, I can strategize with my own self and I can get to where it is I want to be. I also have my support team and I can call them and say, hey, what do you think of this? Because this is where I'm thinking about going and this is what I'm thinking about doing. And I have mentors who are super wise. And so I talk to them. I seek wise counsel, as Proverbs tells us. So where am I going with this? My point is that you want to look into your heart. What's going on in your heart? It's not always about being in your head. Get out of your head and go into your heart. Today we live in a world where logic seems to be prevailing. But at the end of the day, in your heart lies your intuition, lies your spirituality, lies your creativity, your imagination, all of the things that you need to solve every challenge that you have. That's where God put it. But if you have it closed off, it's going to be very difficult for you to go to the highest level of life that you deserve to go to. It's going to be very difficult to get to where it is you said you wanted to be. So when it comes to our fun Success Summer School, I have a power action for you. Okay, it might be fun and it might not. You might cry a little bit. But you know what? Crying can be fun too. Because anytime you have a release that's going to allow you to go to the next level, okay, that's fun, right? Anytime you can have something that's going to make you say, wow, things are so much brighter, that's fun. And here's your power action for today. Your power action is take a moment, be still, be quiet. No noise, don't answer the cell phone, don't sit in front of the computer, nothing that interferes with you hearing what's going on in your heart, hearing and feeling. And so I want you to write down what's going on in there. If someone broke your heart, I want you to write that down. If someone, if you felt you feel victimized by something, I don't care, a boss or something from your childhood, I want you to write that down. I want you to write these things down so you can bring them to the forefront. And then you know what I want you to do? I want you to make some decisions about what you're going to do with that. There'll be some things that you're going to let go of. If there's someone that you are harboring ill will towards and you're not forgiving them, I want you to write it down. Make yourself aware of it. Once you become aware of these things and you start to make decisions about what you're going to do with them, I want you to make very firm decisions and set a date that you're going to follow through on ridding yourself of whatever is holding you back. This brick wall that you can't seem to go over, around, or under, or, and definitely not through it. Because everything you do, it seems to fail. Right? Why? Because limitation. Failure isn't a real thing. Limitation is. And that's what brings it about. That's where the word comes from, or that's what the word stands for. You limited yourself in some way. You're not a failure by any means. You are built to win. That's why you heard me say there's no such thing as failure, but there is such thing as limitation in your life. So let's take the limits off so that you can soar, get to where it is you want to be, do some healing. And if you have to go and get professional help, hey, go get professional help. Do whatever you need to do so you can be of that not only sound mind and not only sound body, but sound heart, sound soul. I was going to say sound spirit, but I think the spirit stays intact for the most part. So you got to really go some to contaminate it. However, the point that I'm making is that you want to see what's going on in your heart. And if it isn't good for you, get it out of there. The dark spots, get rid of it and let the light shine. When you let your light shine, it is impossible for you not to boldly achieve, not to boldly win, not to be so inspired that you're going to cross that finish line to the point where nothing will stop you. It's impossible for you to just tone it down. And that's what I want for all of you. I want you all to be excited about life and to not tone it down and to not play small. I want you to play big, be excited about who you are and how God made you, because he made you to be such an amazing human being. I mean, we are like perfect specimens of human beings. Okay, wait, we're probably the only specimen of human beings, which makes us perfect. There it is. Hey, you guys, listen, that's all I have for you. Remember to do your fun power action, and we're going to be back with more Designing Your Life Today. We're going to finish out the month, and I'll let you know what's coming up in July. For some of you, you probably already have a feel for what we're going to talk about in July. If you've been following our show, it's the same subject, but a different spin, and we're still going to have our fun Success Summer School going on. So I look forward to hanging out with you guys more this week and sharing with you what's coming up in July. Hey, enjoy this day and have a Do Life with Power Day. There it is.